United States.
Thomas Matthew Crooks. Day of the Jackals. What was the motive of Donald Trump's would-be assassin?
By 8:45 a.m. on July 15th, the stretch of Milford Drive that was home to Thomas Matthew Crooks, the 20-year-old who shot at Donald Trump, is already host to a traffic jam. Outside the Crooks family's home, dozens of journalists were setting up camp. Not much was happening. The vibe was that of a pride of lions lolling in the midday sun. The world's media were trying to answer a question that has so far eluded the even more numerous ranks of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Exactly what led Crooks, who worked at a nearby care home, to drive to Butler, a town 40 miles north, climb onto a factory roof with his father's rifle, and shoot half a dozen or so bullets in the direction of the Republican presidential candidate? Any movement stirs the journalist pack, which hopes for some new detail. On the porch of the house opposite, Kelly Little, wearing a hoodie advertising the Ann Arbor Hash Bash, with a large picture of a cannabis leaf at its centre, is one of the only residents to have returned to the street. Two FBI agents arrive, interview her, and leave. Immediately the press pack jumps at the chance to find out what they asked. She offers disappointingly little. She says the agents asked her the same thing the reporters did. What does she know about the family opposite? And she gave the same answer. She knows nothing. She is hardly alone in that. Interviews with Crooks's schoolmates suggest he was a quiet young man who was good at maths and interested in politics, but few seem to know him well. He may have been bullied at school, or he may not have. Public records reveal he was registered as a Republican, but he left no manifesto or message behind, and he also donated $15 at one point to a liberal political action committee. Bethel Park hardly seems likely to drive anybody to violence. It's a great community, says Jack Allen, the mayor. He is a Republican, but he says that politics scarcely enters into local government. The overall split is about 50-50, Democrats and Republicans, he says. And he claims he cannot remember which of his colleagues on the municipal council are from which party. Walking around, your correspondent counted two Trump 2024 signs, but also two rainbow All Are Welcome flags. American flags easily outnumbered both. But then the words, "a quiet suburb where nothing happens," have been intoned by news anchors at the scenes of tragedies thousands of times before. There have been 300 mass shootings so far this year in America, according to the Gun Violence Archive, which tracks them, and five since Mr. Trump was shot at. That Crooks's bullets came so close to killing a presidential candidate makes this incident rare. But shootings are happening all of the time.